Hello and welcome to another episode of the Handman Podcast. Here we are on episode 4. This one will be the last one on basic hand analysis for a while. We'll go on to some other hand-related topics. So to close it off, I want to go into where to learn more. For the beginner, this is for somebody with no real experience but wants to just initially get into or dabble with some, you know, basic palmistry type hand analysis or learn the basics of it. Now, before you get too deeply into it, make sure you understand what the Forer effect and subjective validation are. These are really key elements in any kind of hand analysis or metaphysical work of any nature. So where to learn more? You'd just start off basically a Google search on palmistry to begin with. That'll give you some great sites there, both the for and against. And keep it simple, keep it fun. That's the main thing at this stage. You really don't want to make the learning difficult or anything. You've got to make it fun. So in keeping with that, one of the best fun ones you'll find out there is called Five Element Chorology, Traits of Being A to Z. And it's by Jennifer Hirsch. She runs the Chorology Center out in South Africa. And it's a great little ebook she's got going there. It's one of two in this set of her Five Element Chorology. And what it is a collection of old lore and traditional Western palmistry, ancient Chinese Buddhist hand reading system of the five elements, combined together to teach a bit of more palmistry, party palmistry or fun palmistry, but it's got enough real material in there that it opens up to some more elements of hand analysis. So a great one for beginners. It doesn't take you too far into it, but it's far enough that you'll really learn a fair bit, and it keeps it fun, so the learning is just that much quicker. The biggest problem with palmistry and hand analysis and anything to do with the hands is the material and learning is just so dry. It's very difficult to keep the mind on it when it's quite boring. And this one is anything but that. It's her Traits of Being A to Z. And what she's done is taken some basic personality traits or characteristics and just sort of laid them out alphabetically. So cross-referencing different combinations of markings, shapes, and patterns for their meanings. So for A, you've got ambitious, and then, you know, ABC is ambitious, brave, creative. And it gives the hand characteristics for that personality type. You know, a way to kind of analyze a few different characteristics and say, aha, this one is, oh, there's the E, egotist. So we'll get into just a few of those details, but it's really a highly recommended one from me. It's a great place to start if you've got no knowledge on it whatsoever. So if you're just going brand new into hand analysis, something you wanted to look into or have some fun with, great place to start, and it's enough for most people. And for those that it's not, well, there's certainly further to go after that, and it gives you that good foundation or starting point. When you're looking at five-element chorology, just remember the lines can have a little bit different names than in common hand analysis. So there's the fire lines, which are often the line of success or line of Apollo, and the line of Mars or inner line of life. Those are often known as fire lines. The water lines would be the lines of heart, air lines or lines of head, and earth lines being the line of life. So just a few little notes. When you're looking at five-element chorology, it's the same lines, just different names to them. And this fun little book is great to go through, this A to Z of personality traits. Starting off just from that ambitious, brave, creative, and then you can't help but go through and try and match up your own hand to it. It just really keeps it fun. And of course, you know, nobody's going to match up exactly on one of these or two of these or something, but did find a couple that I'm pretty close to. So here we are right here on, there on P for psychic. And yeah, I've got a lot of these little traits there. So fun little one to start, but then it's a kind of half of that and half of another one, which right over here for letter U, unconventional. So from her little book, I would be an unconventional psychic. Well, pretty accurate, I guess. And oh, there's one. You start looking at them, hoping you're some of these. Here's virile. And, oh, and then willful. You go, uh-oh, hope that's not me. But, so, there I am on unconventional psychic. And it's really fun to go through and look at these. Here we are at nervous, for example, letter N. Keywords there, her keywords, anxiety, discontent, hyperactivity, sensitivity, depression, delusion, neurosis, etc. It goes on, gives a whole batch of different categories that fall into it. And then on the ring finger, you would have more than five vertical lines running along the each phalange, or phalanx, sorry. And yeah, showing stress and mental hyperactivity. And that's just one of the traits you'd look for. And then you look for a steep slope to the line of head, and or the air line in five element chronology, and worry lines, which are the some of the ones that go across the line of life, the little wavy ones, sometimes called family interference marks in other hand analysis systems. And so you put a combination of these together and you get the personality trait that's nervous. And it's, you know, not necessarily the most detailed and scientific, but it's certainly one of the most fun I've found. And accurate enough, you can really learn from it quick and use it pretty effectively. And of course, remember to keep in mind subjective validation and the Forer effect when you're going into any of these fun hand analysis things. But there is, as I said, enough accuracy in there. It's a great place to start. Gotta recommend this one. This is Jenny Hirsch's five-element chorology, Traits of Being A to Z. And you can get that straight off her website there. That's at Chiro, C-H-E-I-R-O, .co.za. Of course, the next thing you do after matching up your own hands to all the different traits in the booklet is you go through and look for other people you might recognize or know. And here I am going through it, and I see letter Q, and I recognize this hand just immediately. It's got most of the traits of the clients I find the most difficult to work with. And those traits in combination are exceedingly difficult for me to deal with clients of that nature. And I don't run into too many of them, but I've had two over all the years that were really difficult ones at the time. And just seeing all those traits put together on one hand right there, on the letter Q for quarrelsome. So that combination that I recognize straight off is the clubbed thumb, along with that, the bent inward baby finger, very hard, hard hands, and slightly red, and also the knotted fingers. So just seeing all of those put together, it, for me, has been the most difficult type of client to work with, and gave me a good laugh seeing it under quarrelsome. So other ways you'll match up. You'll match up for family and friends and see who you can put in there with it. But anyway, that's Jennifer Hirsch's book, Five Element Chorology, Traits of Being A to Z. And get that off our website, kiro.co.za. And on to this week's questions. This week it seemed the questions were all about the simian line. Atanas writes in, my lines of head and heart are merged in a way that they're absolutely straight from one end to the other across the palm. And Justin writes in, I've been trying to find out why my head and heart lines are connected. So what this is the merged head and heart line is known as the simian line. It's also called the simian crease or palmar crease. And the simian line's not that rare. Variations of it occur on at least 2% of people. And as you start looking into the simian line, do remember that there are differing views as to the interpretation. For example, traditional European palmistry usually considers it to be a very negative sign, whereas North American palmistry often considers it to be a great blessing. And in Asia, it's usually considered positive for men's hands, but negative for women's. All that's really agreed on is that the simian line shows a very intense personality. And now on to the giveaway. This week's handy prize is a copy of the ebook Traits of Being A to Z. To enter, send an email to podcast@humanhand.com with the subject giveaway. You'll also have to answer the following skill testing question. What was the name of the person who received the world's first hand transplant? One winner will be randomly selected from all correct entries. The closing date to enter this giveaway is Friday, June 9th, 2006. Age 19 or older to enter, only one entry per person, please. Good luck. And that's all the time we've got for today's Handman Podcast. Thanks for listening and check in again next week for another episode. Comments or questions regarding this broadcast can be sent to podcast@humanhand.com, or you can also visit my website at www.humanhand.com. Thanks, and have a great day.